Thursday, July 9th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 20 through 26. So they went into the court of the king, having put the scroll in the chamber of Elishama, the secretary, and they reported all the words to the king. Then the king sent Jehudi to get the scroll, and he took it from the chamber of Elishama, the secretary, and Jehudi read it to the king and all the officials who stood beside the king. And it was the ninth month, and the king was sitting in the winter house, and there was a fire burning in the fire pot before him. And Jehudi read three or four columns. The king would cut them off with a knife and throw them into the fire in the fire pot, until the entire scroll was consumed in the fire that was in the fire pot. Yet neither king nor any of his servants who heard all these words was afraid, nor did they tear their garments. Even when Elnathan and Deliah and Gemariah urged the king not to burn the scroll, he would not listen to them. And the king commanded that Jeremiah, the king's son, and Zerahiah, the son of Azriel, and the Shelemiah, the son of Abdil, to seize Barak the secretary and Jeremiah the prophet, but the Lord hid them. The word cannot be burned. King Jehoiakim listened as Jeremiah's scroll was read, but instead of repenting, he cut it apart and threw it into the fire. The king believed that by destroying the scroll, he could silence God's word and escape God's judgment. Yet the word was not defeated. His word remained true, and another scroll would be written. Jehoiakim's actions reveal a hardened heart that refuses to hear the Lord's call to repentance. We may not toss scripture into a fireplace, but we are tempted to ignore God's word when it exposes our sin. We would rather cut away the parts that convict us than confess our wrongdoing. Yet God's word continues to speak. It condemns our sin, but it also proclaims Christ crucified for sinners. The cross declares that God's mercy is stronger than human rebellion. Kings may burn scrolls, but they cannot destroy the gospel. Through his enduring word, Christ still grants forgiveness, life, and salvation. Amen.